Welcome to This Week in Crowder College, an in-depth look into how Crowder College students, faculty, and staff are working together so students soar to new heights, communities are impacted, and lives are changed. This Week in Crowder College is sponsored by the law offices of Wood and Peterson in Neosho. Specializing in workers' compensation, personal injury, social security disability, and more. Learn more online at neoshoattorney.com. Now here's this week's edition of This Week in Crowder College.
Hey there, Four States. This is Luke Taylor. Welcome to another episode of This Week in Crowder College. And today we have on the program with us Cindy Brown. She is the Director of Public Information out there at the college. And hey, Cindy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Luke.
Well, we always look forward to talking with you. And there's something coming up over there that I think people might want to hear about. And so can you tell us what's on the agenda for today?
Yeah, so on April 27th from 9 to 11:30 a.m., we're going to have a Young Authors Conference. So this is actually the first year for it, and our communications division put this together, our English division, because they wanted to inspire young writers. So they have visited with several schools. They also have the support of Neosho Arts Council and the Crowder Foundation to put on an event that's free and open to the public. There will be some awards presented during that time to the ones who entered the contest, but maybe hopefully to inspire some young authors to participate in the upcoming years.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I feel like if we're having a children's author come visit. So I think the education teachers might especially get a lot out of this.
Absolutely. You know, I say there'll be activities for young creative minds and kids to come, but there might be some teachers who want to come to just hear. Our keynote speaker is Izzy B, and Izzy B is a children's author. So if you haven't been to Izzy, IZZYBbooks.com, you can check it out to see some of the different things. We'll also have other children's authors and illustrators here to help, you know, promote kind of writing and different things. And so I think there'll be a lot of value out of it, as well as, you know, a different type of entertainment to kind of see that you don't have to have a tablet or something to be entertained or to do things. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping with Izzy B as the keynote, as well as some local authors and then some crafting stations and some writing stations, that people would get excited to bring maybe their kids or grandkids out and just participate for a little while.
Well, yeah, exactly what you're saying there, that it's so easy for parents nowadays to just stick a screen in front of a kid. But I notice when you raise a kid who's really invested and spends a lot of time going through books and using their imagination, you see a difference in those kids.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's nothing better than being creative and using your imagination. So I haven't got to read any of the kids' books yet, but I am assuming that there's some really exciting ones, what they submitted. You know, would you let a kid be creative? They're honest little people, so you hear all kinds of things. So I'm kind of looking forward to what may come out of it.
So that's coming up April 27th. Is that just a one-day only event?
It is one day. So April 27th, 9 to 11:30 in the L.C. Plaster Community Center. So the L.C. Plaster Center is on the kind of the east side of campus, drive around behind the baseball field and come in between it and the Williams Ag building. But there's lots of directions, and we would love to have people come out and enjoy the morning.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be something that'd be good for all ages.
Exactly, exactly.
All right, well, so that is going to be coming up here pretty soon, and so we'll let people put that on their calendars. And again, we want to thank you for tuning in to This Week in Crowder College today. This has been Luke Taylor, and hey, Cindy Brown, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to This Week in Crowder College. This Week in Crowder College is sponsored by the law offices of Wood and Peterson in Neosho. You can listen to this broadcast again by going online to kneo.org or to crowder.edu. Tune in once again next week for another edition of This Week in Crowder College on KNEO 91.7 FM.
If you live within the broadcast area of KNEO Radio, we have a podcast just for you. The KNEO Community Connection keeps your finger on the pulse of what's coming up in the four-state area, telling you about upcoming events you don't want to miss, organizations in our communities doing great work, and conversations with the dynamic citizens who are behind it all. There's a lot going on around you that you don't want to miss. This is Luke Taylor. Join me each week as we talk about what's happening with the people who are making it happen. Brought to you by KNEO Radio 91.7 FM and the Sky High Podcast Network. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.